The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you have tuned in to the radio show today. It is a blessing and an honor to have this opportunity to speak into your heart, speak into your life. Here on the show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life problems, real life circumstances that people have to deal with every day in this life. We want people to know that God loves them, that God is for them, He is not against them, and through His Word, He desires to help them to overcome the problems or the situations that they find themselves in this world. That is why Jesus came, was to break the curse of the law, to destroy the works of darkness, and to help people, not to hurt people. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved." And today I come here to tell you, God loves you, God's for you, He is not against you. As we get started on this radio show today, I want to give you a word of encouragement to get up and go to church today. No matter where you're at or what's going on in your life, God wants you to get up and go into the house of the Lord. If you have a home church, get up and go and support your pastor. He prepares every week to give you a word of wisdom or knowledge or understanding of the things of God to help empower you to overcome the things of this world that you may be facing every day of your life. If you do not have a home church, get up and come visit us at God Shining Light Church. We are located at 9897 East 11th Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have two Sunday morning services, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. We also have a satellite church in Skytook, Oklahoma, which is located at 206 East 3rd Street in Skytook. They have an 11 a.m. service every Sunday and a 7 p.m. service every Wednesday night. If you're in that area, get up and go and visit Pastor George. He would love to have you and to see you to come to church. If you're in the Tulsa area also, we have a 6 o'clock service on Sunday nights. It's called Live with Pastor Jim. Worship begins at 6, and then Pastor Jim always has an inspirational word to share with God's people. Then on Tuesday nights, we have Celebrate Recovery in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a 12-step recovery support program that meets. They serve a meal at 6 p.m. The main service meets at 7, and then small group meets at 8. So if you're in the Tulsa area, get up and come and allow us to have the opportunity to help you to overcome your hurts, your habits, and your hang-ups. Also on Wednesday nights in Tulsa, we have Getting Real with Pastor Dixie Bible Study. We have a youth group that meets at 7 o'clock. We also have children's church and church for the whole family. So come and visit us. Let us know you heard about us on the radio show and that you come to hear a word from God. Also, let's give a shout out as we get started to those incarcerated that's listening and tuned in to the radio show up at Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, the Faith and Character class. Also, let's shout out to the ladies over at Eddie Warrior in Taft, Oklahoma. I thank God that y'all have tuned in today, and may God bless you. Also, let's give a shout out to the men in Vanita and Jess Dunn and also in Cushing Correctional Center. These people have tuned in to the radio show, and not only they, but their families also are tuning in to hear a word from God to inspire them, to encourage them, to lift them up, and to help them to overcome the things of this world. Let's give a shout out also unto our Wings of Freedom clients who have posted on Facebook, "Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is about to begin." They help us to make this radio show successful. And thank you for tuning in today. Also, let's give a shout out to all of those who help support Getting Real with Pastor Dixie through God Shining Light Church. It is a blessing and an honor, and thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support to help make this radio show possible. Without you, we couldn't do what we do. Well, we're going to get started in the Word today, and I hope that you've got a Bible. And if you have your Bibles, get it out and open it up to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. The title of this sermon today is, Your Today is Connected to Your Tomorrow. Have you ever thought about what you're doing today is going to affect your tomorrow? In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, it says, Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. What you're doing right now might seem insignificant or unrewarding, but it could be preparing you for something God wants to do through you and in you in the future. Have you ever thought about your today may be connected to your tomorrow? What is going on in your world today, what is going on in your life today, it will be connected to your future. That is the way God works, and He begins to move into our lives. And, you know, as we look at our world and we look at what's going on, have you ever thought that today may be happening to prepare you for your tomorrow? There's a saying out there that nothing is lost in God's economy, and it is true. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Whatever is going on in your life today, it is a season. There is a purpose. There is something that God wants to use the here and now for, prepare you for what's ahead. When Daniel Webster started out as a lawyer, he took a case for a fee of just $20. The case turned out to be a very difficult one, and in preparing for that case, he had to make a trip into Boston, which cost him a lot more than just the $20 that he was paid. But he determined to do a thorough job and win the case, which he did. Years later, a company approached him on short notice, asking him to undertake a new case, for which they were willing to pay him the largest fee he had ever received during that time. In reviewing the case, he found it was almost identical to the one he had researched and won nearly 20 years earlier, and for which he was paid only $20. He took the case, and just as before, the verdict was in favor of his client. When you do only what you feel like doing or enjoy doing, you can overlook relationships and undervalue experiences essential to your future. Your destiny is made up of seemingly insignificant moments, experiences, and encounters. You may be listening to me today and you are in a relationship or you have relationships that seem insignificant, that they may not be doing you any good or affecting you in any way, shape, or form. You may be having some experiences right now that seem to not have any meaning in your life right now. But did you ever think that today God is preparing you for your tomorrow? Did you ever think that the trials and the tribulations that are coming across your path are really helping to build your character and build your life in a manner in which God can use you in a mighty way in the future? Or are you looking at everything insignificantly? Are you looking at undervaluing your circumstances or your situations? You may be listening to me today and you're in prison or you're in drugs or you're going through a divorce or something bad that is going on in your life and you're thinking that God is nowhere around, but yet God is using this opportunity to help you to overcome what He has planned for you in the future. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, And we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. It didn't say all things were good. It just said that all things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. What is going on in your life right now may not be important to you now, but it may be very important to you in the future. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 13, and if you have a Bible, please get it out and look it up with me and kind of meditate on this scripture I'm about to read to you. But in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Verse 14, Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, verse 16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Now, let's go back and look at this just for a moment. You know, we're talking about your today is connected to your tomorrow. What is going on today is important for your tomorrow. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, it says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And then we go over here to Philippians and it said, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, when I read this, I look back at my own life and look at how God has taken me. It's kind of like through an obstacle course, or he has taken me down a path to prepare me for what I'm doing today. As I look back 30 years ago, whenever I was sentenced to 80 years in prison, whenever I was found by God sleeping on the floor of the Oklahoma City County Jail at the lowest point in my life. I had nothing to offer God. I was uneducated. I dropped out of high school in the ninth grade. I had no trades. The only thing I knew was in the drug world, and I was a drug addict, had a $500 a day cocaine habit mixed with methamphetamine. I drank Budweiser from the time I got up until the time I went to bed. I was smoking cigarettes, two packs a day, and I was smoking marijuana from the time I got up till the time I went to bed. I was just really a big mess. And society had rejected me. I'd been in trouble with the law. I was found guilty in a jury trial. The jury had recommended an 80-year prison sentence, and I was at my lowest point. I was thinking of suicide. I had voices in my head telling me to just kill myself and check out of this whole world, and I was ready to do that. I was in a very, very depressed and oppressed state of being, and I had nothing that I could offer to God except brokenness. And on October the 12th, 1987, God sent a man to me, and his first words out of his mouth is, I come here to tell you God loves you. And there was something about his love that sparked my interest. My first thoughts was, if God loves me, why am I here? But the reality was, it wasn't God's will that I was there. It was because of my own choices and my own decision and the acts of the enemy that was out to kill, steal, and destroy my life that had brought me into that place. God had tried to intervene in my life many, many times, but I wasn't listening to him at that time. I thought if you live for God, you couldn't enjoy life. I thought if you live for God, you couldn't do the things that you wanted to do. And it was a religion to me, and I knew nothing about God at that point in time. But when he sent that man to me to tell me, I come here to tell you God loves you, there was something that came alive on the inside of me. It was God's love reaching out to me at that point in time when I needed him the most. And whenever I went forward, I gave my life to Christ and I began to read the Bible. But I read the Bible based on love. It wasn't based on religion. It wasn't based on God condemning me. It was based on God loving me and wanting to help me to change my life. And so in that, I did get saved, and I did get sentenced to 80 years in 1987, and I did do 6 years, 3 months, and 17 days, but that day was connected to my tomorrow. God began 30 years ago, or even longer, actually, I would say, since I was 10 years old, which was a long, long time ago, but he began then in preparing me to do what I do today. God was working on the inside of me, and I didn't even know what he was doing. And he was trying to prepare me so that I could preach the gospel and save souls into the kingdom of God. But I never knew that at that point in time. And that's where I believe this scripture in Philippians chapter 2 becomes so important to you and I, because if we listen to it and we hear what it's saying and we realize that our today is connected to our tomorrow, that what is going on in our world today is preparing us for our future in tomorrow. It says like this, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God's desire that we do his good pleasure. But I want to go on into verse 14 and listen to what it says. It says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. It is very, very important that whatever is going on in our life, that we are careful not to get into a negative flow and get into murmuring and complaining, get into disputing and arguing with God if this is His will or not. When I was incarcerated, God began to deal with me about His will for my life. Number one, He didn't want me to be uneducated any longer. He didn't want me to be stupid any longer, or to be ignorant of the things of the world. See, I was ignorant to what life was all about. I did not understand the purposes and the reasons for even living. Drugs had came into my life at such a young age, I really didn't know what life was about. I was blinded by the drug addiction. I was blinded by the pride and arrogance that had consumed me. I was blinded, and I didn't know what God wanted me to do. And so I was uneducated, I was blinded, I was broken, I was distraught, but yet God wasn't done with me. And the first thing He wanted me to do was to begin to get my education, to learn about life. I got my GED, I went through business college, I went through Bible school. I did everything I could do to begin to answer my call of what God wanted me to do. But I also want you to understand, I had great opportunity to murmur and complain. I had a great opportunity to dispute what God wanted me to do. See, in the beginning stages of my relationship with God, I really didn't like to read books. I didn't understand reading. I never really enjoyed English. And whenever I went to school growing up, I had gotten so far away from school and so far away from my education that I didn't really want an education at that time because I was so messed up. But then when God began to press upon my heart to go to school, I could have rebelled. But you know, by that time, God was really working in my heart. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I didn't have a clue what God had began to do in my life. I didn't understand the hope of His calling. I didn't understand what His vision was for me 20 or 30 years later from when He began the work inside me. I couldn't see it then, but that today was preparing me for my tomorrow. Your today is connected to your tomorrow. Have you slowed down long enough to think about your today and not be complaining, not be murmuring, not be disputing with the things of God? These are the things that God wants you to do. Here, let's look at God's word again. It says in verse 14, do all things without murmurings and disputing. Verse 15, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. God wants you to be His children, and He wants you to be the light of the world. He wants you to be filled with His love, His mercy, and His grace. You are His sons and daughters, and He wants you to be blameless and harmless, the children of God. Without rebuke, God does not want to rebuke you. God does not want to punish you. God does not want to attack you. That is not God's will. He may want to correct you, but let me ask you this. If you're doing wrong and you know that it's wrong, would you not want God to correct you before you pass from this life? Would you not want to deal with the problems or the situations or the circumstances that go against God in this life before you're faced with them on your judgment day? It's not my fault. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die. After death comes judgment. God is going to judge us for what we did or did not do, and He desires us to be blameless and harmless as the children of God without rebuke. God does not want to rebuke us. He wants us to live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. I don't know about you, but we can look out there in this world today, in America, but all over the earth, and it is in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. There is problems in this nation. There's problems in the world today that we ourselves and in ourselves and by ourselves, there's nothing we can do. But the only thing we can do is to make sure that our today is connected to our tomorrow. The choices that we make today will determine our future and our place tomorrow. Let's go on reading and see what God wants us to do in Philippians chapter 2. In verse 15 again, it says, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons or the daughters of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world today. as I was talking about the things of the world, the darkness of this world, you can look all around. If you're living for God, there you are a light shining in this darkened world. Everyone can see it. If people around you know that you are a Christian and you're living for God, they're watching you to see what you're doing, to see if you're for real. While I was in prison many times, I watched this happen as people around me was watching me inside that prison. The light that I was shining, it was with the guards, with the staff, and even with the inmates. You would be amazed how many people knocked on my door and asked me to pray for them because they knew I was a Christian. My light was shining in that place, even to the point to where a murderer or someone who had committed violent crimes would come and knock on the door and just ask me for prayer for their family members or for their loved ones. I remember one gentleman who had HIV and was dying of AIDS, and I remember God talking to me about having a Bible study with him and allowing my light to shine into his world so that he could see the glory of God and get saved. And during that time, God had impressed upon my heart to go to him, to have a Bible study with him, to minister into his soul, to prepare him for the day that he would pass. Even though he had AIDS, even though that he had gotten contracted AIDS through using a needle and drugs in prison, that God still wanted to save his soul. And I was a light shining in that darkened world, and God used me to go and minister to him, and he has passed away now. But the reality of it was, as I know today, that I know, he went to heaven. He received Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. He had repented of all of his sins, and he was cleansed by the Word of God. I remember when he was excited for us to have Bible studies because God was working in our midst. And that's what we all should be doing anyway, is holding forth the Word of life and affecting those that are around us. But I did not realize that what was going on in my life back then was preparing me for what's going on in my life today. Always keep this in mind. Your today is connected to your tomorrow. What is going on in your life today? What is your circumstances or your situation? Have you came to the end, of your old life? Is it time for something new in your life? What is going on in your life today is connected to your tomorrow. Is God trying to draw you out of the darkness into his marvelous light? Is God trying to deliver you from an addiction or from a situation that is destroying you from the inside out? You may be listening to me today and you're going through a drug addiction, you're going through an alcoholism, you're going through a bad relationship or a divorce or even a bankruptcy. You may be incarcerated and you're listening to this message and you don't know what God wants you to do. I can say this, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. There is a verse in Colossians chapter 2, verse 17, and it reads like this. It says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Whatever you do in word or deed, do all unto the Lord. Have you been doing all into the world? Have you been, spending all your time in things of the world? Well, I want to encourage you today, spend some time with God, find out what he wants you to do, and begin to do it with all your might. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God desires to bless you and to empower you to overcome, to transform your life into the image of Christ. And he does that day by day. And today is connected to your tomorrow in everything you're doing. So stop and think about that. If there's some bad things going on in your life today, I want to encourage you to slow down and stop and ask God to begin to transform the bad things into good things. Learn what not to do and start learning what to do. That's one of the things that God did in my life itself. Stopped me from doing the bad and got me started doing the good. Glory to God. That's one of the things, I look back today as being a minister. I never really read a book about being a pastor, but I look back at my life today and realize that God was preparing me to do what I'm doing today, even back 25 years ago whenever I was in prison. I learned how to talk to people. I learned how to share the gospel. I learned how to be a light shining in this darkened world to draw people to God, not push people away from God. Everyone, I believe, in the heart of every human being, they have a desire to get to know God, the living God, the true God, not the God of religion, not the God of destruction, but the God of love and the God of life and the God who wants the best for you. God desires to bless you. You know, there's a scripture keeps coming up into my head, and it's found in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, and it says something to the fact is, if God be for you, who can be against you? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It is God's will to give us the keys to the kingdom. It is God's will to heal, God's will to deliver, God's will to restore. It is God's will to reconcile you back into him. I want you to know God loves you today, and today is connected to your tomorrow. So give your life to God. Give him your heart and begin to seek after the purpose and why he created you. Whatsoever you find in your hands to do, do it with all your might. You know to do good, do good unto God. Praise the Lord. Well, my time's gotten away from me today. I want you to know God loves you and we love you. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you in all of your endeavors. May God bless you, and always remember, God loves you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.